Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Eye on Healthcare podcast. I'm your host, Corey Chapman, alongside my co-host.
Wait a minute. My turn to have the hosting duties. I'm going to be asking the questions today.
That's right.
This is John Bartolovich, co-host of the Eye on Healthcare podcast, coming at you live from Cleveland, Ohio, while Corey is in Auburn, New York. So, Corey, we have not podcasted in a while. Have you been? What's been going on?
First of all, I love that you kind of really gave it like a radio feel at the top there. Live from Cleveland. No one's going to hear this live, John. We're not streaming it, but I love it. I love it.
You and I are live.
As of right now, knock on wood. So it's trade show season, like you said. And, really exciting to be out and about amongst the world again post lockdown pandemic time where people are back out. And just got back from the AAFP organization's biggest show of the year, FMX.
Wow. FMX. What is FMX, Corey?
Well, FMX is the largest gathering, is one of the largest medical organizations in the U.S. It's the American Academy of Family Physicians. Now, they have regional meetings and CE opportunities throughout the year, but they get together as a big, huge group once a year. And since COVID, they haven't been live, fully live, until this year. So the last time we attended a TopCon was 2019 in Philadelphia. And we're like, yeah, we'll see you next year. And then COVID hit. So there's been some virtual and hybrid shows since then. But this was sort of that, you know, welcome back gathering in Washington, D.C. And we were really excited to be a part of it. FMX is always a good show and some fun times.
DC, did you happen to see our mutual acquaintance in DC?
No, and that's on me. Our mutual buddy who's DC based did reach out. We were supposed to get together, and he's a night owl. I'm tired at 8:30 at night. I just can't go out that late. So next time I'm in the district, definitely going to reach out to our bud.
So, yeah, I hear you. Well, I would be remiss. I'm going to ask you more about what went on at FMX, but my first question is, did you see Bigfoot?
No, and there's no Bigfoot at FMX. I think it's because it's a family physician, show. It's family oriented. We don't want to scare the kiddies. So no, absolutely no Bigfoot. I'm trying to think if there was anything that stood out. Super memorable. I mean, it's tough to top a Sasquatch getting their eyes checked. So, but we did see a lot of folks that had really bold fashion choices, both exhibiting and doctors alike. One of my fun favorite one was, there were some really great pink pants going on at that show. And so to the point where I was writing, I'm like, you know, I'm going to get back home. I got to order some pink pants because they really stood out. They're really bold. Looks like they go with any kind of blazer. So yeah, pink pants, hashtag pink pants on that one.
Well, you can never go wrong with a bold fashion statement. So
absolutely.
So really, yeah. How was FMX? What were some of the leading topics with family practice, family medicine?
Yeah, and a lot of it, I say a lot of it, you know, we get the syllabus. Unfortunately, we're busy as a company to be on the exhibitors floor for the most part. But we always have time to leaf through the pamphlets, see what sessions and breakouts are going on. There was some of the themes associated with the show included COVID and coming out of the pandemic. There was a, for family medicine, it was a fantastic emphasis on mental health as well. And then just really dealing in a post pandemic world. And I say that, understanding that we're definitely not out of the pandemic, but I just think that that verbiage is carrying over to, we're not in 2020 or 2021. So this is this feel of like, this is post pandemic. We're living with COVID at this point versus, you know, that lockdown that we talked about right at the top of the show. So there's a lot around that. Surprisingly, a lot of the conversations that came up were around, challenges with staffing, challenges with, meeting HEDIS measures. I know, you know, we talk about this all the time on this particular show. But again, staffing was another big one where, you know, the great resignation happened and offices are clearly struggling to be able to, keep a full-time staff on or have less turnover, right? And you know as well as I do, John, when you lose somebody, not only do you have that process, that time process of bringing somebody new in, but then getting them ramped up and fully trained, right? So as that's happening with these smaller offices, it's becoming harder to be able to do all the additional testing and additional, you know, check-ins for the patients. So that was some of the conversation that we had when we were able to go one-on-one with physicians walking around the floor.
Yeah, and that seems to be a point of discussion with pretty much every practice we're talking to, that, you know, they're being asked to do more and more with less and less. And we already know that primary care is woefully underfunded. So, you know, important that when we are asking, and this is probably not probably, this is where we can fit in and help a little bit. In that, you know, when you're asking them to do something else, try to make it as easy as possible, which right. is one of the nice things about what we do with the diabetic eye exam. It's a couple pushes of a button and you can get an eye exam done and in, you know, within 24 hours, know if the patient has retinopathy or any other pathology.
So it's really interesting that you say that, because I go back to a lot of the conversations that we had on our corner booth. Shout out to Katie Spencer, put it together for us and really had a nice little spot. But it kind of, all what you just mentioned is incorporated into the flow, what happened with the flow of our conversations, right? People would come by, we'd say, what are the challenges? And they would lead with, I gotta try to close this gap, and you know, just can't do it because of all these other factors. We've talked about the social determinants of health factors around this, but then let's add in now that these offices are not fully staffed anymore. So when they were doing the chart chasing, it's, yeah, no, I used to have so-and-so on Fridays or Thursday afternoons call and get those reports back. Now their staff doesn't even have time to do that. So you hear that and you go, oh yeah, that must be tough to add some sort of new technology. But the beauty of being there live was having one of our cameras there. I mean, we had both our handheld and our tabletop camera, but the beauty was, oh, hey, doctor, why don't you sit down for a minute? Let me capture some images of your eyes. And, you know, a minute later, it's done. And you're like, yeah, sir, you're done. Or ma'am, you're done. What do you mean? Yeah, we just hit a couple buttons and it was all set. And so the not sadness, but the like, we can't get this done. We don't have the staff to add new technology to. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That was it? It was that easy? I could do it. Somebody at the front desk could do it. I want to know more. So it's clearly not solving the problem of staffing issues, but we weren't introducing technology that was hard to use. You know, anybody could do it. So again, we had a lot of really good conversations, that have carried over since the show. And you know, we're at that time of year, and FMX is really perfectly, you know, like put in that spot, end of September, early October. Offices are thinking of closing gaps, and we're in that final run through to the end of the year. And we were really excited about how much interest was peaked based on, oh, if I put this in and I really commit to it, could we close the gap or really make a dent in the gap this year? So, yeah, shout out to FMX for their timing and where we were able to exhibit. It was fun.
Well, that's great. Sorry I missed that one. I know I've been on the road quite a bit prior to that.
You got to sit that one out, yeah.
I sat that one out, and unfortunately, I got to sit another one out because of the dreaded COVID. So,
well, we're happy you're feeling better. Yeah, go ahead.
But, you know, hey, that's what it is. We've got more coming up. I know you and I will be hopefully attending one here in Orlando. Things will be okay for the folks down there in Orlando after Hurricane Ian. But
thinking of everybody down there in Florida and along the coast for sure. There's some more coming up. I mean, more on the regional level. And, you know, we talk about conferences and trade shows. You know, the big ones are great. They're fun. They're typically in, you know, touristy cities. You know, obviously this one was in D.C. But I find a lot of value in the regional shows, the state shows, because there's more time typically for the physician or for the representative of the office or the health system to spend time and talk through these things versus I got 5 minutes. I got to get back to the next CE because that's what they're there for, right? Getting that additional, you know,
exactly.
Education. So these, I'm going to put in air quotes, these smaller shows are more personable. There's more time that's available to have deep dive conversations on different solutions. So we're excited to attend those as well. And we do have a few more of those coming up. So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to have great conversations and help close these gaps with.
That's the main thing. We need to remember that the gap closure is important, but more important is let's prevent blindness. We need to keep that upfront in focus that, you know, 95% of diabetic retinopathy and blindness can be prevented with a simple 1 minute, 2 minute eye exam.
Right. Now, John, you did not get to join us in D.C., did not get to see any of the historical sites or the White House or anything like that. But you're a Cleveland boy. What are your thoughts on Chicago, Illinois?
Hey, I like Chicago. There's a lot to do there.
You weren't excited.
You can get a great steak. I mean, one of the best steaks I've ever had in my life was a bone-in filet in Chicago. So, and then you can't beat the deep dish pizza or the Italian beef. Yes, it's a lot of good food there.
Dish. Okay. Well, the reason I bring it up is Ignite, which is the theme, the name, the event for FMX, Fired Up for Family Medicine, is in Chicago in 2023 at the end of October.
Well, so hopefully I will be able to attend this time.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get some deep dish. We'll take in a Cubs or a White Sox game, maybe a Bulls game, and we'll make some good memories in the Windy City. How about that?
Sounds great. I know we're getting close to the end time here, and I'm going to do something that we haven't done in past episodes, and I'm going to throw a little tease out there for our audience. Be on the lookout. Some of our future podcasts are going to incorporate some comments from a practicing physician on the importance of the diabetic eye exam. And we always have the mailbag. Lots of people sending questions.
I love the mailbag. Yes.
So I foresee a mailbag podcast in our future.
We're overdue, and those folks that have sent questions in, and we do appreciate it. First of all, you just go back to the subscribers. Appreciate you subscribing to the Ion Healthcare podcast. We do this for you. We do this for the education, of course, but we love the feedback, and it's coming in all the time. So, you know, I did pull John aside. I said, John, we got a bunch of questions here. We got to get to a mailbag show. So that, like John said, we will be bringing that up and out and releasing that soon. If you like the show, tell a friend and have them tell a friend and hit the subscribe button on whatever podcatcher that you're using. I'm acting like the host all of a sudden here. I'm sorry, John. It's your show.
I'm going to ring us out with, and that's a wrap on this episode on the Eye on Healthcare podcast with your hosts, Corey Chapman and John Bartolovich. Thanks for listening.